Shalom to all. Today's daf is Menachas Daf Kufay, and we are starting Kuf Daladam and Beis by three lines off the bottom by the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah Harel Amincha. And today's daf is sponsored by Leilu Nishmas Marz Rebbe Mitzvah Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amma should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us that if a person expressed Harel Amincha, I take one myself to bring Mincha. Yavi is a Shirta. He can bring whatever type of Mincha he wants. Then we have the word Vechulu here that's going on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who says that he should bring a Minchas Soiles because that's a Miuchedes Shav Menachas. The question is, what does that mean? So if a Brass further explains, Tana Hayu Pasach by a Kasav Tchila, since the Pasach begins by talking about Minchas Soiles first. So that makes it a Minchim Michedes. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah says that he has to bring. Ask more El Miat if that's really so. Well, Ha'omer, let's say a person says, Hariel Ha'oilab, I think about myself to bring a Korban Ayla. Yavi Ben Bakar, he should bring a Ben Bakar, a young bull. Ha'il Pasach Ba'ikas of Tchila. That's because the Pasach starts talking about that first. Kufay Amon Alpha on top. And also, if he says, Min Hatzain, I'm going to bring from Tzain, Yavi Keves. He should bring a Keves. Ha'il Pasach Ba'ikas of Tchila. Because the Pasach talks about that first. And if he says, Min Ha'if, so Yavi Tirim. He should bring turtle doves. Ha'il Pasach Ba'ikas of Tchila. Because that's the first bird the Pasach talks about. And if you want to say, okay, that's what he should do, well, then Alama Tanan, why is it taught in the Mishnah? Hariel Ha'il. If a person says, I think I want myself to bring carbon oila, Yavi Keves, he should bring a lamb. And Rabbi Elazar ben Zayi Amir, he says, Tayer ben Yaina, he should bring a turtle dove or a young pigeon. V'loy Paul Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. So this can't be the reason why when a person says, I'm going to bring a mincha, he brings a mincha soiles. El my miuchedes shem menachas. Rather, what does it mean? Miuchedes shem menachas? Deles le shem levai. It doesn't have a name to accompany it. Levai literally is like the word levaya to accompany. Shem levai means it has an attached name, such as minchas marcheshes or minchas machvas. Well, mincha soiles doesn't have that. It's just called a mincha. And that's what it means. Ask them, how can you say that? The Tana said very clearly that the reason why the fellow has to bring Soiles is because that's what the Pasuk begins with, not because it doesn't have a Shem Levi, it doesn't have this name to accompany it. So the Gemara answers, this is really what we're saying. What's a mincha that's miyuchad among the menachas that doesn't have an accompanying name? That is the mincha that the Pasuk begins talking about that doesn't have a Shem Levi. So really it's saying the same thing. Ask the Gemara, hold on, Pshita, is this obvious? Minchas Soiles Ka'amar. Rabbi Yehuda said beferish in the Mishnah that he has to bring a Minchas Soiles. So what do we need a Braisa here to come and explain what type of mincha we're referring to? Rabbi Yehuda was pretty clear about it. He said Soiles. And the answer is Simana Ba'alma. The Braisa is just giving a simen. How can we remember what mincha we're referring to if he does remember that it's Soiles? So what's another way we could remember what mincha should be brought over here? Oh, that's the first mincha that the Pasuk's talking about. We go on to the next case of the Mishnah. Mincha, Minha Mincha, V'chulu. So by your power, Papa asked the following question. Let's say a person said Mine Mincha, that he's going to bring Mine Mincha. Mahu, what's it over here? There's a plural lashon and a singular lashon. On one hand, we could say kivud amar mine, since he said the word mine, that's plural. Tarti kamar, so he would have to bring two. And umay mincha, what does it mean mincha? That seems like it's a singular lashon. The kula menachas nami mincha makaryon. This is referring to all menachas in general. Dechsev, because the pasuk says v'zois toiras ha mincha, and that's really referring to all menachas. So again, on one side, when he says mine mincha, maybe he has to bring two. Or though perhaps kivud amar mincha, since he used the word mincha chad mincha kamar, that means he just has to bring one mincha. And umay mine. Mincha. What's with this lashon of mine? Hachikamar, this is really what he's saying. Mi mine mincha, chad mincha alai. That from all the different types of menachas, I'm going to bring one of them. So which one is it? So Gemara Tam Saraya, Tashma, what our Mishnah say? That if a person expressed mincha or min mincha, yavi achas, he brings just one. That's mashma. Ha mine mincha, that if he uses the word mine, not just min, but mine, that shtaim, you'd have to bring two. The Gemara says not a raya, aim a seifa. Look at the next case in the Mishnah. If a person said menachas or min menachas, yavi shtaim has to bring two. That's mashma. Ha Mine mincha chada. If he said the word mine mincha, you'd only have to bring one. Gemara says, you're right. Ella mehal lekel mashmina. We can't learn from these two cases in the Mishnah. There's no raya about what he would have to bring if he says mine mincha. So we'd have another tempted raya. Tashma, we have a brass that tells us min menachos alai. If a person says, I'm going to bring a min menachos, so yavi shtei menachos, min echad, he has to bring two menachos, but of the same min. Now that's mashma. Ha, mi mine mincha. That if he said mine mincha chada, he would only have to bring one. The Gemara says, nope, not a raya. Dilma, ha mine mincha. Maybe shtei menachas mishnei minim. Maybe if he used the words mine mincha, he would have to bring two menachas, but of two separate minim. Not just one mincha, and not two menachas of the same min, but two menachas, they're two separate minim. Says the word, that can be because of a halitani hachi. It's not taught that. What do we learn? Min menachas alai. If a person says, I take upon myself to bring min menachas, maybe shtei menachas min echad, he brings two menachas of the same min. And if he says mine menachas alai, maybe shtei menachas mishnei minim, he brings two menachas of two separate minim. And that's mashma ha mine mincha. That if he just says mine mincha chada, that he only has to bring one. The Gemara suggests not a raya. Dilma hamani Reb Shimon he. Maybe that's Reb Shimon. De Amar, we know that Reb Shimon holds mechzachalus mechzur rikikin yavi. Then a person takes upon himself to bring a minchas mafetanur. It doesn't have to be only chalus or only rikikin. It could be half chalus or half rikikin. And therefore, my mine mincha. When the person says mine mincha, what does he mean? Mincha de is batrei mine. It could be referring to a mincha that has two different types of minim. Minchas mafetanur could either be chalos or rekikin. Those are two different minim. And again, according to Reb Shimon, you could bring both of those together. So maybe that's what it's referring to. Avol Rabbanon, da amri mechza chalos mechza rekikin lo yavi. But according to Rabbanon, they hold you can't bring half chalos, half rekikin. You have to bring only this or that. So maybe shtei menachas mishnei minim. It could be when a person says minei mencha, he would have to bring two menachas from two separate minim, so we don't have a raya for what it means. We're going to the next case. The person said, Pirashti, I expressed I'm going to bring a mencha, but I don't remember what I said. So you have a chamishton, he has to bring all five menachas. Says the Gemara, man tana, who's this tana of a mishnah that holds he only has to bring five menachas and not more than that? I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, don't like Reb Shimon, it's not like Reb Shimon, the Reb Shimon, if it's like Reb Shimon, we'll keep the mechza chalos, mechza rekikin yavi. Since Reb Shimon says that by minchas mafetanur, he could bring it half-half, he could bring some chalos, some rekikin. So in this situation, where he's not so sure which mincha he said he was going to bring, he would actually have to bring more than five menachas in order to cover all the different permutations. Because inami savrlo k'Reb Yehuda, even if you want to say the Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yehuda, the Amar he says kol menachas bais eser, the menachas only have 10 loaves. This is machlokes we had earlier on Ayin Vav, Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda said 10, Reb Meir said 12. So 12 makes the number even larger. So we're just going to be focusing on Reb Yehuda right now. Says the Gemara that even if Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yehuda that every mincha has 10 chalos, still ikal esfuka bar basri menachas. In order to cover his safek, he should have to bring 14 menachas. Why is that? Well, because we have three types of menachas. There's soilus, machlas, and marchashas, so we'd have to bring all three of those, because maybe that's what he was neither. But then we also have mincha mafetanur, which as we know is divided into two, chalos and rekikin. And again, according to Reb Shimon, since we can mix and match chalos and rekikin, so we'd have to bring a whole bunch more in order to cover for all the numbers. Of course, he'd have to bring a mincha of 10 chalos and another mincha of 10 rekikin, but then he would have to bring a mincha of 9 chalos and 1 rakik, and 8 chalos and 2 rekikin, and 7 chalos and 3 rekikin, so on and so forth, in order to cover all the different possible permutations of what he could have said. And so it must be that our Mishnah is not Reb Shimon, because again, our Mishnah says he only has to bring 5 menachas, and according to Reb Shimon, he would have to bring 14. However, Abaye Amar Abaye says, Afilu Tam Reb Shimon, you could really say our Mishnah is Reb Shimon. And how does that work? Shamina Le Reb Shimon to Amar, Maisiu Masni. That's because we've heard that Reb Shimon says he can bring a mincha and make it Tanai. That means you just bring the regular 5 menachas, the first 3 we mentioned, Sos, Machlas, Marcheshes, and then the one which is really causing us the issue here, which is the Mafetanur. He brings 10 Rekikin and 10 Chalois, and he makes it Tanai. If my neder was just 10 Chalois, so that's what I have. If it was just 10 Rekikin, so that's what I have. And if it was a mixture, so we'll take some from this and some from that, and that should be counted as what my mincha is supposed to be, so he really only has to bring 5. Now, how do we know that Reb Shimon holds that you can make it Tanai with a carbon? The time you have a brisa, now this is referring to a very complicated case where a person was a Nazir, and then he's not so sure if he also became a Metzaira, and maybe even became Tamei Meis, and in the eventuality he did become Tamei, so we'd have to bring certain carbonas to enable him to eat Kadshim. And the main focus over here we're going to see is if he was Metzaira, he would have to bring an Asham Metzaira with a Loik Shaman, and so that's what we're talking about now. The brisa tells us Reb Shimon says, Lamachar's the next day, maybe Asham of Luga Imai, he brings his carbon Asham and its Loik of Shaman along with it. Kofi Amin Beis on top, Aymer, he says as follows, if he's a Mitzayra, meaning he's really referring to himself, if I'm a Mitzayra, Zeu Asham Zeu Lugai, this is his Asham and this is like Shaman. V'im Lav, but if he's not a Mitzayra, so then Asham Zeh Yehi Shalmei Nedava, this Asham should really just be a donated Shlamim, and V'aysay Asham, that carbon Asham, which really maybe is a Shlam, maybe it's Asham, Ton Shchita B'Tzafayin, it has to be Shechit in the North Azara, because maybe it's an Asham, and Matan B'Hainais, also its blood has to be put on his right thumb and right big toe, that's because maybe it's Asham Mitzayra, and Usmich, it also requires leaning on, because maybe it's a Shlamim, and also needs a sachem, and utunivas chaz v'shoik, and needs that because maybe it's a shlamim. However, v'nechal zechrei kahuna liyoyim v'layla, it's only allowed to be eaten by melkai hanim for a day and a night because maybe it's an asham and not a shlamim. And so we see the Reb Shimon holds you can make it tonight with a carbon. Now v'afa gav de kamafir k'mar b'shchitas kachim, even though mar master asked in shchitas kachim, which is referring to zvachim, deimer to amar Reb Shimon ma'isi u'masin l'chatchilut kune gavra. Perhaps Reb Shimon only holds that a person can bring a carbon and make it tonight, that this is okay l'chatchila, but that's only to fix up the person. In other words, we have this person over here, he was a Nazir, and then maybe Mitzara, maybe Tabi Mace, and he's not able to eat Kachim, so in order to fix him up, to enable him to eat Kachim, we're allowed to bring such a carbon and make it Tanai. Aval Ba'alma, the Evid and L'chatchila Lai. But in a standard case, maybe only allowed to do this B'di'evid, but L'chatchila, perhaps you're not allowed to make it Tanai. And so in this case of the Mincha, when he's not so sure which Mincha he said he was going to bring, who says we're allowed to L'chatchila bring only 5 Minachas and then make it Tanai? The more clarifies, you're right. But Hani Mili Gabe Shlomim, that's only by a carbon Shlomim to come Mait Bachilason. Then in this case that we just brought above, he's limiting the way that it's able to be eaten. It's only allowed to be eaten by Zichrei Kahuna and only for a day and a night, and we know that a Shlamim is allowed to be eaten for longer than that. And the reason why that's a problem is the Havalu Kachim Beis HaPsol, that's bringing Kachim to Beis HaPsol, because if some meat is left over, then it's going to be nicer earlier than it would have been if it would have just been a regular Shlamim, and that's why that's a unique case. Aval Menachos, Afil Chatchila. In a case of Menachos, where we're not causing any sort of limitation by making this Tanai by the Mincha, so even Lechatchila would be okay. And so really, our Mishnah could even be Reb Shimon. Now, if we describe this case, Amr Leir Papa Labai, or Papa told Abai, Reb Shimon to Amr Mechzachas and Mechzer Kikin Yavi. According to Reb Shimon, as we know, he holds you could bring Minchas Mafatanur as half Chas and half Rikikin. Well, we have a different problem. Hakamaisi Sarin Echad Mishnei Sarin. He's bringing one Isarin from two Isarinis and Veloig Echad Mishnei Lugin, one leg from two Lugin. In other words, we still have a problem in Reb Shimon because, again, this person doesn't know which Mincha he said he would bring. So what is he doing? He's taking a Minchas Mafatanur, bringing 10 Rikikim and 10 Chalais, and he's stating as follows. If my dad was just Rikikin, so here's all the Rikikin. If it was just Chalais, here's all the Chalais. If it was half-half, let's say, so we'll take half from here, half from there. That's what the issue is. How are we taking half from here, half from there? We're basically mixing two separate Menachos, and you can't do that. That's at least in our Havamina. Says the Gemara, no. Shamina Lirib Shimon, to Amar, Imhevi Yisar, and Echad Mishnei Yisrainas, Veloig Echad Mishnei Lugin, Yatza. We actually have heard that Reb Shimon holds that if he brings in a Yisar from two Yisrainas and one leg from two Lugin, in other words, he's basically mixing Menachos, that's okay, he's Yaitse. We still have an issue that we have to clarify, though. Umik Matehi Kamat has a Kayan take the Kemitza. We know that when a Kayan is doing the Kemitza of the Mincha, that has to be done from the Mincha itself. Over here, we're so to speak mixing and matching. How does that work? So then Mara clarifies, Demasni Va'amar, the Kayan makes a Tanai, and he says as follows, Ichas L'chodayu Rikikin L'chodayu Amri, if the fellow had said that he's just bringing Chalos or just bringing Rikikin, Deka commits the Mechalos L'Hava Chalos, Deka commits the Rikikin L'Hava Rikikin, the Kemitza that I took out of the Chalos, that should be for his Chalos Mincha, and the Kemitza that I took out of the Rikikin, that should be for his Rikikin. However, Imechza Rikikin Umechza Chalos Amri, if the fellow had said that he was going to bring Mincha, that's half Rikikin, half Chalos, so then we have a problem. Deka commits the Mechalos, the Kemitza that he takes out of the Chalos, L'Hava Amechza Chalos Umechza Rikikin. Half of that is for the Chalos, but the other half of that is really for the Rikikin. And if he commits a Rikikin, L'Hava Amechza Rikikin Umechza Chalos, the Kemitza that he's taken out of just the Rikikin, really only half of that is for the Rikikin, and the other half is for the Chalos. How does that work? And V'abayim Mikmetz Chad Kemitz Mechalos Umer Rikikin. He really needs to take one Kemitza out of Chalos and Rikikin, Kovav Amraf on the top, V'kal Kemitz Mechalos Rikikin and Rikikin and Chalos. And over here he's taking from Rikikin to Chalos and Chalos to Rikikin. In other words, let's say this person had just made a regular neder, I'm bringing a Mincha of half Chalos and half Rikikin. And that's what he did. There was five Chalos, five Rikikin. They basically get baked and then crushed up again, and that's what the Kemitza is being taken out of. So fine. So we assume that the half Chalos and half Rikikin are now all evenly blended, and when the Kohen's taking Kemitza, he's taking an even part of each of them. That would be perfectly fine. But over here, the Kohen's not doing that. He's taking a Kemitza of just Rikikin and a different Kemitza of just Chalos. But again, the Tanai is that Al Hatzad, the person had made a nether that it was going to be half-half, so these two Kemitzas are totally separate from each other, and really they're technically supposed to be blended. How is this Kemitza being taken properly? So my answer is, Shamina Leir Reb Shimon D'Amar. We also have heard that Reb Shimon holds, Im Kamatz Va'ol B'Yadoi Me'echar Al Shneihem, if he did a Kemitza, and what came up in his hand was one for the two of them, Yatza, he's Yaitze. In other words, in our case that we had just mentioned before, where let's say he just took a regular nether of half Chalas, half Rikikin, and they were all blended together, and the Kohen took a Kemitza from it, but it just so happened to be that only one Min came up in his Kemitza, that somehow he only ended up taking a Kemitza of Chalas or Kemitza of Rikikin. Still, he's Yaitze, Kemitza for the Chalas and the Rikikin, so it's the same thing in our case. We have one more clarification over here to make though. V'ha'ikam Meisr Shemen, what about the leftover oil? We learned earlier in the Masechta that depending on what type of Mincha it is, depends on what the leftover oil is done with. Some Menachas, the leftover oil is actually poured into the Mincha. Some, though, the leftover oil is given to the Kehanim. So what are we supposed to do in this situation when we're not so sure what this person's nether was? If the fellow had said, half Chalos, half Rikikin, the leftover oil gets poured back into the Chalos. Whereas, Ikulu Rikikin Amar, if the fellow had said that he was going to bring all Rikikin, then Meisr Hashem and Echol Kehanim. The leftover oil is supposed to be given to the Kehanim. So this is still an issue. Answers the Gemara, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. This would be a Shitas Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Tanya Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishom Reb Shimon. And remember, this is all discussion in Shitas Reb Shimon, that Meishchan Kemenchi, Meisr Shem Nechol Kehanim, that at the end, after they're baked, he takes oil and he anoints them or he smears them in the shape of a chi, which is a Greek letter, and then the rest of the oil is given to the Kehanim. This is Shitas Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, that this applies across the board to both Chalos and Rikikin, no matter what it is. And so we could say that that's Reb Shimon's holding like in our Mishnah. So Mela, our Mishnah could still be like Reb Shimon, when the person's not so sure which Mincha he said he would bring, he only has to bring all five and not any more than that. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.